Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is the day before we officially celebrate Thanksgiving, and we have so much to be thankful for. I'm thankful to be on with Dr. Alice Benton today. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Steve. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Same here. And in the studio, Larry Sonnenberg's here. Boy, am I ever grateful. Larry.
Hey, Steve.
Hi, Larry.
Hey.
And we're going to start off the program by thanking everybody for all of the support that you have given to us. And Larry, I'll let you take it from there.
Okay. Well, every week we have staff devotion. We hook up with our office in Richardson, Texas, and a couple of our remote employees dial in, but we all talk together. We cook up by webcam. And this morning, Brian Blomberg, a development officer, he gave devotion, and it was on thankfulness. And what spurred it was something that happened earlier this year when he was expressing to you, Steve, that he was a little disappointed in the response to something we had did seeking support, or it was a mailing, or I don't even know what it was. He couldn't remember either. And you made the comment to him. You said, Brian, remember, only one leper came back.
Mm-hmm.
And so Brian took off from there and read Luke 17, the story of the 10 lepers and that were healed, and that only one came back to praise and thank Jesus. And so he went on to talk seven things he's learned about thankfulness, or being grateful. And it seemed so appropriate as we're the day before Thanksgiving. And I thought it was a real good lead-in to my kind of daily time here with you to seek support from our donors and to just remember that there were 10 lepers and only one came back. And I would just pray that you might be the one that would come back and say thank you to God, and that part of your expression to God for whatever it is you want to be grateful for, I hope New Life would be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Might be a gift in support of New Life, or maybe joining Club New Life. We need help with our matching gift. You know, we have an $80,000 matching gift. We're just about halfway done after 2 days getting it matched. It's been a very good outpouring of expression of gratitude and support.
Well, let me mention this. It shouldn't be surprising. Let's just say you're a person that you are grateful, but you've never expressed it, never supported us, because these folks, they were healed of an incurable disease by the creator of the universe, the Son of God, who God says was there from the beginning. All things are from him and for him. And so if that didn't cause 9 out of 10 to be grateful, it's not shocking that other people aren't grateful either.
Yeah.
But you can be. And there's, you know, it's easy to talk a good game about a lot of things, but we're asking folks, we want to stay on the air in every station, and we've got some great, great things we want to do in 2019.
Steve.
And here's a matching gift. We want you to help us. Yeah.
A lady wrote a real short note to us, and I think this says a lot. I listen to your show daily via my app and XM radio. Enclosed is a $5 money order.
Mm.
It's what I have to give at this time.
Mm.
When I can afford to give more, I will. I love your show. It's truly a blessing.
Thank
and
you.
And I love that. Wow. It's what I have to give at this time. And that's all we ask of people.
Mm. That's powerful.
Yeah.
Powerful.
So,
thank you, whoever that is from. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you can help us. Would you do it right now? 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Just call them. Tell them what you can do. If you want to join us on the program, 1-800-229-3000. Really glad you're with us here today on New Life. 1-800-229-3000.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Alice Benton. 1-800-229-3000. That's the phone number to call. And yes, Alice,
Steve,
you want to say something?
Well, as we were talking to Larry, I was thinking, we are built to give. And we work better when we are generous. It actually benefits us to give. It affects our anxiety, our depression, our stress level. So if you're suffering from any of those things, I'd encourage you to do a self-evaluation of how has your giving been, because it may be one of the missing puzzle pieces to your happiness that God wants for you.
Yep. Thank you. Really is. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you could help us, it's a way of showing gratitude by giving. And we're grateful for all of you who support us. 1-800-229-3000. We've been given that number for a long time. And right now we're going to go and we're going to talk with Paul, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, how you doing?
I'm blessed. I get the morning. I'm blessed. I'm not hanging in there. I'm here. I joined the church in June, and I've been fellowship with Cathedral Worship Baptist and Dr. Nelson Hunter. And I'm going to ask you a question, and I want to give. Soon as my finances should be together before Christmas, I'm going to give. I have given to many ministries, and I'm behind on my tithes, but I will be giving soon as my finances should be together before Christmas. I want to know, can a non-believer associate, have a relationship, a courtship with a believer?
Well, you just said two things that were very different. You said, can a non-believer have a relationship with a believer? And then you said courtship. And so, of course, we want to have relationships with non-believers. You can even go have some fun. You know, if you meet somebody, they're not a believer, you like baseball, football, have a date. But courtship, that's a little bit different. I mean, That's moving pretty close to engagement and marriage there. So, Alice, what do you think about that?
Well, I'm on the same page with you, Steve, because, excuse me, Paul, the Bible warns us that when we are unequally yoked, there is risk of the believer falling away from their faith if they are yoked to a non-believer. But we can also be a good influence to non-believers, especially in a friendship role. And so we'd love to hear a little bit more about why you're asking this question.
Okay.
Can you tell us why you're asking the question there, Paul?
Because I did wrong. I know that y'all mentioned about the dating service. You say it's all right for Christians to go on eHarmony.com, a Christian dating service. I know y'all mentioned that.
Well, we mentioned that sometimes you can really meet some great folks on a dating site, especially, you know, like if you were in the middle of of the desert, and there was, you know, there were three people of the opposite sex nearby. Well, you go on a dating site. Well, now you have access to folks that might have the same values, the same belief as you, but you don't go on a dating site and randomly pick somebody, no matter what they believe, any more than you would, you know, go into a public gathering and just go out with anybody. So you still have to use discretion.
Paul, you said you just joined the church in June, I think. Is there a non-believer that you are interested in dating?
I go to the church to worship the Lord. I don't know how to approach the women in church, so I don't say nothing to them.
And is there a non-believer that you're attracted to that you'd be interested in dating outside of the church?
I went on a dating service, and I'm talking to a young lady, and she's unequal yoke. She's profanity and cussing. She's not of my caliber. And I'm saying to myself, can I do better? God has blessed me tremendously financially, and he continued on blessing me. And I'm like, what you going to do, Paul? I'm praying for a wife. I'm praying consistently every day for a wife. And I want to help. I want to give. I look at those who are famine and drought in Sudan and Kenya, throughout the world. And I'm going to give. As soon as my money get right, it should be right before Christmas. I want to give. Because God gives it back to me. Everything I own belongs to God.
Well, Paul, let me say this.
I'm a people person. I'm not going to take too much time. I'm not going to be selfish.
Paul, I appreciate all that you're saying. I wish we had more time. But
no,
I would just say to you this.
Thank you. Answer my question. No.
Yeah, okay. And it's just
thank you. God bless y'all. Your ministry. I pray
to God. It's just always good to be more cautious than not in the whole dating process. And I'm glad you called. I'm going to send, is this the one? If you'll hold on, we'll send, is this the one? It's a great guide to who to date. And then once you're dating, what to do there. All right, let's go to Carl, Glasgow, Kentucky. Hey, Carl, how are you? Or Carrie. No, it's Carrie. Yeah, hi. No, it's Carl. Hi, whichever one it is. How you doing? Hi, Carl.
Is it Carl?
It's Carl.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Carl.
Yeah, I'm Carl from Glasgow.
Well, hi. How you doing?
I'm all right. I don't know if you hear me. Do you hear me okay?
We hear you just fine, my friend. How could we help
today?
Okay,
I'm sorry. We're just, as a family, we're going to a church, and we've gone through some difficult times this last, it's been probably the last 2 or 3 weeks here, and I guess to give you a little bit more background, I am a minister, a chaplain. I've had some training in clinical pastoral education, and so I know a little bit about what pastoral care looks like. And so we're going to a church, and our pastor, he just seems to just not be able to shepherd us, and we don't know, you know, I don't know if it's because I'm a preacher, I don't know what, he knows all these things that's happening. Our daughter ran away, and my wife's niece's husband killed himself, and so leaving two kids behind, and all we get is a text message saying, I'm praying. So,
well, okay. So, yeah. First of all, I'm really sorry for what you're going through. That has to be very tough, and it's always hard to know where to turn. Seems to me it's pretty rare to find a person that's able to preach well and also nurture well, and so
you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, and so since you have the background you do, I'm just wondering if now that you see a deficit here, you might want to come alongside him and say, "Hey, I'd like we need more support than we're getting. I'd like to start a support group where we could, you know, at least talk about these things. And then I'm hoping you could say that if we start this support group, maybe someone in the church that's been trained in counseling and stuff or been in other support groups, maybe they could come along and join us and because our family's really hurting. So rather than be a complainer, you become a person that says, let us help you here. Because obviously, if all you're getting a text is a text, he's not too good at the nurturing stuff.
No, it's a hard one. And I have to get my support from my old endorser for my church.
Well, you need some professional counseling in that family. I mean, if somebody has committed suicide, the residue from suicide is pretty strong and terrible. And so I think this goes beyond just having a nice supportive friend or something. You really need to get a professional in there.
And, Carl, you said your daughter ran away. Is she a minor?
Yeah.
Yes, she is. How old is she?
She was 18 years old. It was 3 weeks ago, and we woke up on Sunday morning to go to church. I went up, and, we were waking up, and we get a knock on the door, and they didn't know who it was, but it was two policemen, and they were looking for another person. And this was her boyfriend that we thought that 4 days earlier they had broke up.
Carl, do you know where she is yet?
Yes. She came back after 36 hours.
Okay, all right. So I want to offer you some ideas to pursue, Carl, since our time is short. Because you have been through so much and you're not getting your needs met fully by your pastor, I think Steve is right. God may be calling you to consider several different options. You might improve the church by bringing your needs to your pastor to see how he can respond. If you can give him a very direct request, whether you need his attention, you need an appointment with him, you need him to step up, you may call him into being a better pastor by making a very specific request of him. As Steve pointed out, too, offering your skills may improve the church. I wonder if you're at a place right now where you can help other people, or if you need the help and you can't yet lead a group, but God will lead you in the right direction there. You may also need to seek a different church if this is not the right church for you at this time. And then that final option is that perhaps a counselor is the one best trained to come alongside your family and help you through this.
Well, I hope that's helpful to you. I think a lot of times we expect more from our ministers, more from the churches than they are able to do. In one case, the church is so big, it can't meet the needs of everybody, and so they have small groups, home groups, things like that to step in, and so you have to or you need to become part of that. In other cases, it's so small that the guy might even be working another job to support himself. And so, again, I know working with at Saddleback with Rick Warren for years, you know, people would come and they'd say, here's a need we have. And he would encourage them to start that group, meet that need, because no one really understood the needs better than whoever the person was that was, you know, presenting the need. So I hope that motivates you. I'm going to send you a copy of Healing is a Choice. And Take Your Life Back both. And I think you've got some, yourself, your family, you could use those. I think they'll be helpful to you. And I'm really glad that you called. And I hope that you would let us maybe find a counselor, especially for those recovering from that suicide. That's a tough, that's hard, especially during these holidays. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. All right, let's go to Andrew from Columbus, Ohio. Andrew, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing okay. What's going on in your life today?
Yeah, first of all, just love your guys' show and just want to encourage you guys today. What's going on with me is I have a gentleman in a small group that I lead, and my wife and I, and we went to coffee a little while back, and it turns out he was really struggling in his marriage. And so we've been meeting often, and it's been really good. When he first came to me, he was suggesting that there was some infidelity in the marriage on both sides, and that he wouldn't mind getting divorced once the kids are gone. And we've been making some headway. Anyway, today he said a couple very interesting things. One was that since there's been infidelity, biblically they know they can get divorced, and there's nothing, you know, there won't be any repentance needed as far as their relationship with God. Then he mentioned if I had to go back and do it all over again, I wouldn't. He wouldn't get married, even though he has two kids. And the other one was that in 5 years, when the kids are out, he'll assess the marriage then. And I really pushed back on all of those things, just suggesting that they weren't a healthy mindset for his marriage, and not in my opinion, what God wanted him to do.
Okay. But hold on. We've got to go to a break. We'll deal with it when we come back.
Hi, Steve Arterburn here. We've got a brand new workshop coming up. It's January the 25th, and we're going to do it in Washington, D.C. It's a New Life Weekend. We're calling it Finding Freedom. And I don't know where you're stuck, but you can be free. We're going to talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. And it'll include the things that help you find that path to getting your life on track and staying on track. There'll be 8 teaching sessions, 6 small group sessions, and you can find out about it and sign up for it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Call us, talk to us if you want to be free. Finding Freedom, January the 25th. Great way to start the year. You call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEWLIFE. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be his.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. And we're talking with Andrew. Andrew, you still there, buddy?
I am, yes.
Okay, I want to give you some stuff that to say to your friend, okay? In the most loving, caring way that you can say it. Irma Bombeck wrote a book. I never read it, but I sure did like the title. It was this: the grass is always greener over the septic tank. And it really says it all right there, don't you think? And this guy thinks that if he got out of this mess, it'd be great, and it won't be. The research has been done, and that when a person leaves a marriage, they take with them 50% of the cause of the problem in that marriage. And they take that into the next relationship because they were part of the problem. Research also shows that every couple has about 10 areas of incompatibility. So when you divorce and go remarry somebody, you're going to have to deal with about 10 new areas of incompatibility. And they might be worse. And then finally, I'd be saying to him, you decided to have children. And having children didn't prevent you from being unfaithful, nor her. But it would be really appropriate that because you had children, you decided to restrain yourself from divorce and put all of the money and energy and time into the marriage that you will have to put into the divorce. You do that, your kids will be so much better off, and so will you. The research shows 5 years after a guy like him stays married, he is happier than 5 years later, a guy that walks away. There is nothing, no reason, that two people who have both been unfaithful to each other can't make this thing work if they'll both decide to make it work. And I wouldn't be saying anything. I mean, to say that, well, since we both were unfaithful, we don't have to repent to, oh my goodness. So I would just be really strong as I could and loving and caring, because you're going to save him a world of hurt, and you're going, if you're able to have any kind of influence, you're going to help him prevent his children from being damaged greatly, because divorce hurts kids terribly.
And okay? unhealed infidelity marks children for their entire lives and usually leads them to either be unfaithful to their spouses or to choose a relationship of someone who will be unfaithful to them. So, Andrew, the way your friend handles what he has done will impact his children, whether or not he decides to stay with his wife or whether or not she's willing to engage in a healing process. The example he gives to his children will affect them and their future relationship. So please appeal to him as a father to do the right thing for his kids.
So anything you can do, as uncomfortable as it is, you're doing him a tremendous favor to get him to change course, because it's not good. Okay?
Thank you. At least he's committed to 5 years, so that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
That is a very good thing. Now, if you could somehow get him to go to our marriage intensive with his wife, and that's February the 15th, we could help him turn this thing around. I mean, we've had tremendous success with situations just like his in keeping that marriage together and it becoming a really great relationship.
But I have to add a caution to that 5 years, because if he's remaining for 5 years and he or she are continuing the infidelity and just tolerating, that could be more toxic to the kids. And so at the very least, setting the right boundaries, not tolerating sinful behavior, and then doing the work on himself, because that's all he has control over, that is what will impact the kids. So the nature of these 5 years also matters. Just staying together is not necessarily the best decision for the kids.
Good point.
Yeah, thank you for saying that, because I mentioned that today, that why wait 5 years? And he's like, are you suggesting to get divorced now? I said, no, I'm just suggesting that staying together for the kids, in my mind, doesn't necessarily the best thing for them, if you think that's the case. But so thank you for kind of corroborating that.
Yeah, well, you want to stay together if for no other reason than the kids, but you want to make it a great relationship beyond, you know, staying together.
That's
for the kids. That's kind of the basic thing. I'm really glad you called. Hold on. I'm going to send you a copy of How We Love to Give to Them. I'll give you a copy of Dave's book, Smart Love. And that How We Love can sure help somebody understand how in the world they got involved with somebody they love and then abandoned them so quickly. It's a great, great help to all of us. All right, you hold on. Get that to you. 1-800-GIVE-THEM. 229-3000. You want to join us on the program? We'll be here another 30 minutes, 25 minutes or so. If you can help us with this match, $80,000. Every dollar you give, it's doubled. But we sure could use that help. And we only got a few days left to make that match work. You can do that by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You can also find out about the marriage intensive I talked about. And our new workshop, Finding Freedom, when you are stuck, we'll help you. That's on January the 25th. Call and ask about that.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change, and that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption. But you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and I mentioned the workshops. November the 30th, you know, that's next week, is Every Man's Battle. You could sure do a great service to your family. Go into Christmas with sexual integrity and purity. Then, you know, we do Finding Freedom. January the 25th. I don't know what it is that's keeping you from living that life God called you to live, but we could help you get out of it. That's the New Life Weekend, January 25th. Intimacy and Marriage, February 15th. Restore, that's March the 1st. And we're going to Israel March 16th. You can find out about all of that by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. Also mention at 5 p.m. Saturday Eastern and 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. on Sunday Eastern time, you go to northviewchurch.us. I'll be speaking on divorce on Thanksgiving and on the weekend of Thanksgiving at Northview Church, northviewchurch.us. Let's go to, how about we go to Susie, who's calling us all the way from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, listens on Sirius XM. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi. I'm doing okay. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Well, sure. How could we help?
Well, I'll try to make this as concise as possible. My husband and I both are adult children of alcoholic and drug addiction homes. We are now in our later years. We're in our 60s. But the issue I'm calling about is we have a daughter who's in her late 30s, and is addicted to prescribed opioids, and she also has been battling cancer and just went through our first round of treatment with great success, and we're waiting to see how that goes. But because of those issues, when she started her treatment, we were taking her to treatments, but she had also just had her first child 4 months previously, and so for the last 4 months, while she was going through her treatments and having some pretty adverse physical reactions, we've had that precious little child in our home, and we have no legal rights to the little guy. We've just been trying to help her. At any rate, her first round of treatment has been quite successful, and we're waiting to see if she has another one. But she wants to take her grandson or her son back home and has that right, of course. But her living conditions are not good, and her mental health, because she's also deals with manic depression, is not good. And she has a man living in her home who seems to be a relatively nice fellow, but he is dealing with crystal meth addiction.
Okay, and so what's the question for us?
And so there's just so much. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
But we just don't know what to do about the little guy. How to help him. I'm so afraid she's going to come get him and take him back into this home, and I'm afraid to call for legal help because I'm afraid they'll take him and put him somewhere that he, we can't see him, or I just don't know what to do. And we are believers, and we want to do what God wants.
Susan, hey, I'm going to ask Alice to give you the best advice ever, because there's a little boy here who needs you, and he has he has no rights, and so Alice, what are you thinking? It's obvious that this is not going to be good for him to go live with his mom, where this man is, and he's into meth. Oh my goodness, horrible situation.
And so complicated, Steve. And Susie, your grief is apparent to us, and being worried about what to do and what you even have the right to do to protect this boy.
Right, and we love our daughter, but he's defenseless.
Do you believe your daughter is still actively using or misusing prescription opioids?
I know she's using the opioids. Whether she's misusing them or not, I don't know, but I do know that her behavior has become very erratic with not wanting to answer phone calls, says that this little boy is the love of her life, and that we've taken him away, and yet when we ask for just the basics, just give him a clean bed, have the home ready, she's not doing it, but we're the bad guy.
Okay. Well, so Alice, here's what I'm thinking, that they need to, that they're going to have to take a stand here, and they're going to say, look, here's what we think this sweet grandchild needs to have a healthy place to live. We think he needs to not have anybody using meth around him. And we think that the person that you're living with uses meth, and so we think that you ought to ask that person to move out. We think it ought to be a really clean place for this little guy we love so much. So we'll help you clean and keep the place clean. And, we think he deserves mom that's in some kind of ongoing program to develop character and grow as a mother, and so we want you to get involved in something that's going to be helpful to you, and we'll help you find that. Now, I think you're going to need to make a stand here. If it's that unhealthy, you got a guy doing meth living there, I think you may have to take a stand here and go to war for this little boy. As painful as that is, we don't like to see this thing, but I don't know that you have a choice here.
And we would hope that your daughter would respond well to what Steve is suggesting, and I think it is the correct plan A. And then I think plan B is you don't have a right to keep the boy from her at this point. And I think you may run the risk
right.
of being accused of kidnapping him from her. And you could be
in
legal problems.
Well, no, if they aren't going to, if they don't think it's healthy, then that's when they have to use the legal system and
that's right.
do the best that they can and, there. Otherwise, yeah.
And Child Protective Services would need to be involved so that you have a backing
yes.
for doing what you're doing. And,
right.
and that's a very difficult thing to call against your own child. But if she
yeah.
will not agree to these safety measures that Steve is taking, I believe you would have to take that measure in order to protect yourself to then protect the boy.
And Child okay. Protective Services is always a risk because, you know, they want to see moms raising their kids. And so,
yes.
but I just think you need to have your ducks in a row. It needs to all be based on facts, not assumption or presumption or anything like that. And, but this is one of those rare cases where I say, you know, rather than preserve your visitation rights as a grandparent, you know, and that's what we love to see, I think this is where you got to go to sacrifice or risk for the sake of this little guy. And I think that's why you called, because you knew that was the case. And that's very true.
Yes, we felt this way, but we just struggled because of not
yeah.
knowing what would happen if we called Protective Services. And as far as we know, the individual living with her, he had two quote-unquote slips away from the home. And I know that to be true because I met it was a God intervention. I met his probation officer, and it was public information, and I found out it was very interesting. So I don't know that he's doing it in
yeah.
the home. I don't know if he's not.
But Susie, if you're dealing with two addicts, it's most likely that what you know is only the surface and that much more
right.
is going on because addicts are going to be lying and hiding and minimizing.
Yeah.
But if you're willing to make the call to Child Protective Services, generally
yes.
the social
yes.
worker wants to place the child with family members if that's possible. So I actually think it gives you
yes.
a better position if you're the one willing to make the call and to offer your home as a safe place for this boy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
I'm really glad
we are willing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to hear from someone who's not in the fray of this,
mm-hmm.
especially since
yeah.
we come from alcoholic homes. We didn't want to go too far one way or the other, but just try to have true sanity and take the Christian view. And
one good thing is I love hearing that you've actually talked to the probation officer of this gentleman. So you have some facts there, and boy, this is tough, not going to be easy, but I think that's the path right there. I'm going to send How We Love Our Kids. I hope that will be helpful to you. I'm going to send a Life Recovery Bible for you to give to her because even though it's a prescribed drug, the addiction is, it's addiction. We've got to get over it. So ask folks to pray for you. Pray for that little boy. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back for more of New Life Live. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need help, or you can help us. Same number, 1-800-NEWLIFE. We really do need your help this time of year. We've got some challenges. You can help us. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be back after this.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. We'll go to one more phone call. Wish I could, I wish I could get to everybody. I just can't. But we'll go to one final caller here, and it's Carol, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi, how are you? Good, thank you.
I don't have a lot of time, but I wanted to get to your call, so how could we help you here?
My husband is a sex addict, has been for years, says he isn't doing it. He stops, goes, but he is, and he wants me to come back. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, if you're still doing pornography and everything else involved with that, I will not. And he said, basically just lies about it and says he's not doing it.
Well, whether he's doing it or not is irrelevant. Did you know that? Isn't that something?
Yep.
It doesn't matter whether he's doing it or not. You would, if you could prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that he wasn't doing it, you would still be very foolish to go back in. So you're focusing on the wrong thing, and he's pointing you to the wrong thing. Do you know what the right thing to be focused on is?
What's that?
Well, think about it.
I know he's doing it. It's on his computer.
Okay, but what really matters more than whether or not he has looked at a picture today or yesterday or the day before? What's really important here?
My walk with the Lord.
No, that's important.
No.
but. What's important is who this guy is. And if you move back in because you can prove he didn't look at any dirty pictures this past week, he still has the same character. He's not doing anything to grow. That's the question.
No,
he says,
not.
I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing this anymore. Then you say, well, that's not the issue. The issue is, what are you doing to grow so that you stay not just away from it, but you develop the character that you didn't have that got you into it and kept you in it for so long? That's what you need to be asking him about.
He won't do any of it.
Okay, so then you don't have a question, do you? You don't have a mystery to solve, do you?
No.
The answer is no. You will not go back with a man who has done nothing to win your heart back. Let me ask you this. Would you go back, or would you recommend your best friend go back and live with someone who had beaten her, and he says, and I'm not going to beat you anymore? Would you say, yeah, go back and give him another chance? Would
Absolutely
you do that?
Not.
Well,
no.
Of course not.
No.
Same for you, okay? It's just a different kind of hurt. So you don't have a mystery to solve. Anything you want to add to this, Alice?
Carol, I think you could respond to him with a request that he not bring up returning to you until he's attended every man's battle, until he's seen a sex addiction therapist whom you have contact with and can get feedback about his progress, and until he's regularly attending a Sex Addicts Anonymous meeting and has a sponsor. All of those things would be proof of change over time. But until he shows you that proof, you have every right and need to protect yourself, and especially if there are kids involved as well. Now, for me, I believe there's a glimmer of hope. The fact that he wants to return to you means that there's some good power in that possible motivation, that if he's given a path by you to follow, he's rejected it so far. But stay strong in requiring those things, because the power is there when you're still separated from him. If you do allow him back, which is easy to do for a lot of reasons, loneliness, need for him, but that's when you lose that power of his absence may be the motivator. His absence from you may be the motivator for him to eventually get involved in treatment. So hold that strong line and get female support around you to help you stay strong with that.
Okay. I'm really glad you called. I'm going to send you a copy of Worthy of Her Trust, and that's your gift to him. And you say to him, follow this, go to meetings, get help, and we've got hope. If not, hey, let's not talk about this anymore, okay? That's the best thing you can do for you. It's also the very best thing that you can do for him. All right, that's coming your way, Worthy of Her Trust. Anybody else? I mean, you know, it's just that simple. It's not a matter of stopping drinking or stopping sex or whatever it is. The issue is this person growing in character that has just been a repeat offender over and over again? You really have to encourage him. And I love what Alice is saying. There is hope here. He wants her back. So don't be negative like me and just say, okay, well, if you want me back, hey, here's what you need to do. So how badly do you want me to come back? Well, Larry Sonnenberg's back in the studio. Larry, let's talk a few minutes here. We want people to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We want them to get the help they need.
We do, Steve. What's really on our hearts right now at Thanksgiving time, in addition to being thankful to everybody who's given this year and continues to give, is we have an $80,000 matching gift. We have about half of it outstanding right now. And so we need you to step up and help us meet that match by the end of November. And that end of that month is coming up real quick. At the beginning of this show, this program, I read a little note from someone who went and sent us a $5 money order. They said, that's what I can give at this time. And it was just really heartfelt, and it's kind of touching to know that somebody at that level of the economic spectrum is giving to us. Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to just share the other side of the spectrum. We heard yesterday from a couple. They are Club New Life members at the $30 level. Every month they give $30. They've been doing it for several years. And out of the blue, they sent us $20,000. And amazing. We appreciate one of those gifts as much as the other. And no matter where you are on that economic spectrum, ability, willingness, cheerfulness to be able to give, whether it's $5 in a money order, whether it's $20,000 out of a foundation, we just want you to know we appreciate that, and we're not asking a special amount. All we're asking is for you to give as you see that God leads you, as you feel nudged by God's Holy Spirit to make a gift that would enable this ministry to keep this program on the air, to offer hope, help, healing, restoration, renewal, redemption, all the things that happen at New Life. That's our target. That's what we want to do.
Amen. And, you know, we're really hoping that, you know, maybe you've been a responsible giver, that you could move into this thing of that we know honors God, and that is to be a joyful giver. You just love the fact that people have been impacted. And, you know, you can give to the scholarship fund and just say, just sit, don't use it for anything else but that or whatever. But please, if you are grateful, If you have been impacted by this ministry, please help us reach more people by staying on the air, and help us by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's one thing to be grateful, and it's another thing to act on that gratitude. It's one thing to say it. It's another thing to do something about it. And our phone number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Well, thank you, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving to you. God bless you, and just be gentle with the people around you on Thanksgiving. See you next time, right here.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.